Welcome to Aldi's Mamia and Me podcast. I'm Jen Hogan, and today I'm joined by the legendary father and son duo, Tadhg and Derry Fleming, for a very special episode. It's nearly 7 years since they took the social media world by storm with their viral video, and today they're here to talk to me all about online antics, family life, and of course the brand new addition to the Fleming family, Tadhg's baby daughter, Ray. Tadhg, congratulations!
Thank you so much. Thank
How
you.
Is it all going for you?
It's great. Yeah. Very tired, exhausted, but it's definitely worth it. She's a little dote.
Yeah. How's Mammy getting on?
Brilliant. Yeah. The two of us now, we're kind of adjusting. It's only been 3 weeks now, but definitely adjusting to life. Dad is here smiling next to me. Like, I told you so. But no, it's an amazing feeling. The two of us now are, we're getting there. Yeah. You know, it's nice, but we're kind of working as a team together, and the nights are the toughest.
The nights are tough.
The nights
they?
Are killer.
They are killer.
But we're kind of over and back. We're swapping between each one. So yeah.
Is this karma, Derry? Is this karma for Tadhg? Was Tadhg somebody who liked to sleep as a baby or not?
Oh, he was the best baby. Girl.
Was he?
Still
he
am.
Was an absolute gift.
He was. He's only buttering me up. No, yeah.
We're all waiting to see where this is going.
Well. He's saying the last 3 weeks have been adjusting for him, but I've 34 years of adjusting, so it's still going on.
And congratulations to you too, first time granddad. How does that feel?
It's wonderful. You know, it was like becoming a dad again.
Yeah.
But this time I don't have to worry. I can hand him back.
He went off on holidays there to Spain for a week the minute.
She's beautiful and I'm gone.
I'm gone, out the door. He told me he'd be babysitting. He was gone straight away.
I'm always there.
Like, you were, somewhere. Yeah. But he was video calling us from over.
But the one time he called me, oh, sorry, I'm away that weekend. We want to get used to that. It's a wonderful time. Yeah. Like, and it's when I see her, like, all I could see was Tadhg when he was a baby again.
Do they look alike?
Image, the same heads of hair, like, and just a little button nose, like, and it's a gift, you know, and it's a miracle, really, when you see them, like, and you can't explain the feeling, like, becoming a father or a grandfather, like, and, but at least I don't have to do the sleepless nights
anymore. The sleepless nights, or the nappies.
Or the nappies, either.
You're getting used to the nappies, no, it's not too bad, you know. In the beginning, I thought, I've never changed the nappies, you know, but... Geez, when she's your own, you know, it's like sink or swim. You know,
it is so different, isn't it? When it's your own, you just I'm gonna do this.
Have to do it. Yeah. Like, I don't even smell the poos or smell the, you know,
your own baby's poos smell differently, isn't that
beautiful?
Like roses.
I never thought I'd say, but her farts are even cute.
Actually, that reminds me. I remember when my daughter was first born, and they handed her to me, and they went off and she did a poo and I was there kind of going, nurse, she's pooing. I honestly thought somebody was going to come over and show you and like going to be some sort of crash course or something. And that was a shock to the system, having to work it all out yourself.
That was definitely like, even when we, like the three of us now, when we first sat down with her, you know, and it was like, it was a weird feeling, do you know, it was indescribable, really. Do you know when people say they go through so many emotions, like, it's like, we have this little person now, we're in charge of her, do you know, and she kind of banks on us to do everything for her. So I suppose that kind of comes in and it's like, okay, do you know, we have to, do you know, whether it to be nappies or winding or, do you know, finding out, it's like, it just comes natural to you.
Yeah.
Do you know, so it's definitely, as Dad said, it's an indescribable feeling. But it's one of the best feelings in the world.
Were you there for the birth?
I was, yeah.
How was that for you?
It was, do you know when you hear her cry, do you know, because it's so quiet and you're just worried and there's so many emotions going through your head. Do you know, is Alana all right? Is everything okay? Do you know, and there's so many nurses around you and they're all so good to us, do you know. But it's like quietness, the next thing all of a sudden a cry and it's just like, that was in your belly, do you know? And now it's here.
It's mad.
It's, do you know, and once we kind of, because we didn't know, was it a boy or a girl, do you know? And she came around and she's like, you have a lovely little girl. And two of us, I nearly burst into tears. And I was like, cop on to yourself now, do you know? But it was beautiful.
Do you cry, yeah?
That'll be the sleep deprived delirium.
Going off fumes now. Apologies for the tired face, but... No, it is absolutely amazing, yeah.
Did you find, I know I've heard Dad say this, I suppose as the mam, you tend to be a bit otherwise preoccupied, you know, bringing new life into the world. But did you find while you were there that you felt a little bit surplus to requirements, or did you feel you could be part of the whole thing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, I was there every step. Yeah. So like, even when we first went in, you know, myself and Elena, we were just watching,
yeah.
You know, it was a show on Netflix, and it was when her water broke, then it was like go time.
Yeah.
You know, it was just, but like, you can't even think,
mm-hmm.
You know, so I was there next to her the whole time, and the nurses were inside in the Tralee General. They just couldn't do enough. Do you know, and like that, I did feel like a fool, you know, sitting there. I was like, will I hold this? Can I do something? They're like, sit down, Tig. Relax. We don't need you to do anything. Just, you know, because I was conscious that if I did see anything that I'd faint, you know, in the land, and then it'd be like, oh, Christ almighty, do you know, get him a wheelchair there or something, do you know.
It's one of those moments you wouldn't live down.
Yeah. And she'd never let me forget about it as well. But no, it was, the nurses were just like, okay, you can come in now. And, you know, it was just seamless, you know, inside there. But I'll never forget when the three of us were just together. You know, that's the feeling. And she looked up at Elena and she was like, oh, I kind of recognized that voice.
Yeah.
Do you know? And it was just like, and she looked at me then, she's like, oh, Jesus Christ. There he is. Look,
there he is now.
You're the fella that was singing to me the last 9 months, you know? But
did you find that hard, Derry? Because you know what's coming. So you knew what was coming for Tig.
I did, like, and even when I saw her first, like, and he showed me on the phone.
He was in tears.
There's a video. Like, they knew what was coming, the girls, like, so they were just watching my reaction, like, and of course I was in floods, like, but yeah, it's so emotional, like, I mean, and it, like, even at this age of my life, like, it's wonderful to be able to say, I've seen my grandchild, uh-huh. You know, a lot of people don't get a chance to see a grandchild, and that, like, for me, like, and I now realise, like, how fast that they grow up, like.
It does go so fast.
And it goes, like, I still feel, like, 30 inside, like, do you know what I mean? Sometimes the body, the mind's willing, but the body is not able, as they say. Like,
as you can see by the TikTok videos, he struggles.
All I'm thinking of is flamingos.
He struggles big time.
He's struggling,
But Derry. Like that, you know, and it's like, you know, life goes by so fast, but what's important, I think, like, is, you know, never stop having fun. You grow old and, like, all of a sudden laugh, you know, have fun. And when you're having fun, like, you're not growing old. That's the way I look at it. Like, you're not too old to laugh. Like,
just thinking what Ray is going to make of Grandad as she grows up and sees Grandad and how much fun Grandad has. Because you are the, like, you're just always so caught in the middle of all the videos and just part of the crying and, like, amusing all of us as well. But that just... That even the videos you already have for her to look at and see, like, that's, she's going to help keep you young, isn't she?
He's laughing now.
He's there in the panic.
Why doesn't Grandad wear any pants?
why was he wearing Nana's dress? Yeah. You know, there are times I question myself. Like, you mean, like, just what I hear,
it's
like,
because you wear it so well, Derry.
Yeah. Elegant.
But I could be stuck in the middle of doing it. Cutting briars or bushes, this guy could come along, like, you know what I mean? Like, with his mother's dress or something, like, Dad, we must do this, like, and, you know, just to get rid of him, get more to be, all right, so come on, quick. And then I'm stuck in the middle and doing this. What? Oh, God's earth.
Neighbours going down the road, like, there he's in the dress again.
It's so funny, you know, I still forget, like, I mean, that there's people outside, like, that see all this. Do you know, when I'm doing it here, I'm just having a crack, like, and a bit of fun, like, you know, and, even if it was traffic passing up and down the road,
he was hiding behind the bush.
Like, and then, like, all of a sudden, sure, everyone has seen it, but, you know, it's still in my mind. I think it's just here, like, you know what I mean, with ourselves.
Little bubble here, but that was one video we were doing. Like, you could see there was a car coming, and he jumped in behind the bush. I was like, Dad, what are you doing? People are going to see, a couple hundred thousand people are going to see this online. He's like, oh, yeah. But I guess just that's the whole kind of, you know, I suppose when we do the videos at home, we're doing it here. And then when we publish it out, then it's...
And, you know, sometimes it's like a game, a bit of a crack, like, do you know what I mean? And sometimes, like, things just happen, like...
Improvised videos, do you know, it just grows wheels, isn't it?
Yeah. And then we get a fit laugh and we, you know, we can laugh at each other, laugh at ourselves as well, which is very important to be able to do that. Yeah. Like, and,
or else we'll cry, the two of us. We kill each other the majority of the time, like, do you know?
I don't believe that. Yeah.
They're the best ones behind the scenes.
The patience, I can go from 0 to 100 in a shot. Like,
you need to have the video on at that stage.
Oh, we do. And actually, they get more traction than anything, you know, is the ones of him learning to do something. But It is. It's a bit of fun, you know, so yeah, at the yeah. same time.
And I suppose the way life is going to change, like, I think at the time when you're kind of going through that sleep deprived experience and the finding your feet and wondering, you know, how, you know, even kind of setting new personal bests when it comes to nappy changing and the likes, like, what are you looking forward to, I suppose, most about this kind of stage?
I suppose just taking each day as it comes, like, you know, I'm learning every single day. Yeah. Alana's as well, like, we hadn't a clue what to expect, you know, and we didn't do any courses. We didn't do, you know, anything like that. So we're just taking each day, like living for her next smile, you know, her next, like I said, her little farts, you know, we're just like, you know, it's unbelievable. She's some wind anyway, I tell you that. But like, it's those small moments. And just as Dad said, everyone keeps saying time flies so quickly. So just enjoying each thing. We're not going to plan anything, you know. We're just going to take each day as it comes and just be there for her, you know, as well.
I suppose your own experience kind of growing up, is there anything that you're going to take from the way your mum and dad do things? That's a really hard question to ask as your dad sits there.
Yeah.
But it is one of those things, isn't it? Like, I think most of us just going to go, I'm going to do this like mom and dad did, or I'm
going to
do this differently.
From the 3 weeks, I say patience. Yeah. They had great patience. He still has patience for me. But like that, just be there.
Yeah.
I remember mom and dad was like, even for me and my younger sisters, now, they were always there, whether to be at a sports day or, you know, even when I used to play football, my dad was there in the corner flag giving me advice. I'm like, Dad, I don't need your advice. The manager is there, you know?
Yeah.
But he was always there. He was always present, you know? Even I remember when I was younger, he used to work two jobs. So he was like delivering ice creams and meats, you know? And during the summer, I used to go with him.
Yeah.
But like that, he was always, no matter what I was doing outside, you know, he'd be there, or he'd drive me to that, or he got me involved in every activity under the sun. You know, I got kicked out of pottery class when I was six.
What did you
pottery
do?
Around myself and my other cousin Terry, we were like two twins, you know.
Yeah.
We had the two blonde bowl cuts, and I don't know why they decided us to put into pottery class, but we ended up throwing pottery around the place, so clay was flying. But like that, he would get us involved in everything. Yeah. So I suppose I'd take that on as well and, you know, just be there and give her every opportunity possible.
And do you find then, Derry, I suppose, because you know that thing where they talk about unsolicited parenting advice and and you've had so much experience in that idea, I suppose, that you want to protect your kids. So sometimes you kind of want to offer advice. Like, how are you managing that?
Do you know, basically, all kids are different, like, you know, and I think there's no book. Really for parenting, you just find yourself and you find what's right, and all kids are different. And I always found, you know, kids, like, there's some kids, they want to pull down the stars, more want to splash paint on the wall, but what you're trying to do is like to see what they want to do and to be there for them. The one thing I always want to do with kids is just to get them to stand up for themselves, like, do you know what I mean, and to encourage them to get involved. And let them make mistakes.
Yeah.
We all make mistakes. We're still making mistakes. And that's what we learn. And we learn from. And I think that's so important. The kids need to get out there.
Yeah.
They need to get things wrong as much as right. Mm-hmm. And they're learning then from that. Like, and it's partaking in everything in life. Like, and let them be themselves. Like, and all you can be there in, like, is just there to help them along, to encourage them. Mm-hmm. And let them do their thing, like, and let them find what they love, you know. And I think by doing that, and at the same time, you have to keep an eye, you're only just, it's a protection thing, really.
Yeah.
But like, I would never put anything on anybody, especially kids. Let them be kids. Mm-hmm. Kids need to be kids.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, sometimes I find today, even with social media and everything, like, they're going down a route that they shouldn't be going down. Mm. They're too young to take it on board.
Do you have any kind of visions of, obviously, as well as being fun granddad, but have you in your mind things that you're looking forward to doing with Ray? Is that like getting involved in the old football or anything
alone? Speaking of football, Project David Clifford will be underway.
We're all set for the All Ireland final. We'll be bringing it home.
She's very advanced.
She'll be unbelievable. The football boots now are the next thing to get.
But this is it. Like, but like her mom, they are now, they're involved in horses. Like, I can see her like progressing in that field. And I hope like that.
She has a little pony bought before a pram. Imagine. So we have a little fairy. Her name is. So we have a little. It's lovely. Like, Alana has a massive passion for horses. Yeah. She always has. She was on a horse before she could walk.
Yeah.
You know. So yeah, like that. I think Ray will definitely be involved.
Definitely. Like I can see her, like, you know what I mean? And that's something that I'd love to be able to see in time to come. Like, and like even Ty, you know, he was very involved in sport, like in community games as well. I'd been inside when he was running. Run, Ty, like, run.
He'd be sprinting there next to me.
He'd be sprinting outside.
You and your flamingo. Yeah. Come on, Ray.
I got flying lessons later. They came at a later stage. But yeah.
It's funny you mentioned social media. Obviously, social media is a big part of both of your lives. And you're going to be raising Ray in a very different world.
Yes.
Now, you're only a babby yourself. So yeah, but it's still before, when you were growing up, social media wouldn't have been...
Not a thing.
A thing like it is now. So, I mean... Even what you've witnessed, how has social media kind of changed over the years for you in terms of how people react to your videos and things like that?
It's mad because people feel like they know you.
Yeah.
You know, because we have shared so much of our lives online, I suppose, during lockdown. But yeah, like when I was growing up, I grew up in an estate in Tralee, you know, and it was just like a group of lads.
Yeah.
There was no social media. You could tell if people were at someone's house by all the bikes outside, you know, and it was playing football, tip the can, you know, knocking dolly, getting into trouble, you know, and all this kind of stuff, you know. It's mad. Like my passion for social media or even making videos came when they took me away from the town, say, and I came out to the countryside and I had nothing.
Yeah.
You know, so I started doing videos myself. So I suppose it was back then, what was it, fifth class? We came out here. So that's when I started to get involved in like the creative side of things. But like, yeah, social media, it's definitely changed. Like we started off just having having fun, having a crack and like that. We've got brands now like Aldi getting on to looking to kind of use our creative concept into things, you know. And yeah, like it was never a thing when we were growing up, was it? Like social media, you had the dial-up internet.
Yeah.
You had Bebo was around, you know? And I was like, get off the phone, you know? It is scary because social media nowadays, like if you're not on it, you could get bullied.
Yeah.
Do you know that kind of way?
It's a weird one, isn't it? Because we often talk about, you know, trying to keep our kids off social media because I suppose, now obviously Ray at 3 weeks old is still a bit young for social media. But I mean, we talk maybe even about older children being on social media and we want to keep them off it. But then there's that thing, like you just said, it goes a little bit beyond the fear of missing out. It's that, oh, well, are you different now? You're not the same as your classmates. You're not able to keep up. You're not able to. And it's a nightmare for parents to navigate.
I can only imagine. Do you know, like, because we'd never had that problem. Yeah. Even like when I was in second year, like I only had Nokia phone.
Yeah.
You know, so there was no group chats. There was no, okay, I was left out of this chat here. Do you know?
Yeah, so there was,
Do you know that kind of way? And I can't even imagine, you know, back when I was there, bullying was just bullying you face to face. I think nowadays there's no consequences. It's all either, you know, done socially or like that. Young people now are so tech savvy.
Yeah.
And then you just got these fake profiles that are, you know, bringing people down and...
Yeah, you can't,
it's jealousy as well at the same time.
There's two sides, like, there's... It can have a very negative impact, which can have a serious consequence on young people.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, one time bullying at school ended when they came home.
Yeah.
But now it's following them home on the phone and that. Mm-hmm. And it's just the same thing. Like, a lot of stuff on it, like, is not real. Mm-hmm. This is what I say, look. And especially with young girls and, boys as well. Like, and they're seeing pictures of food, pictures of all this, hair, makeup, whatever it is. And they're looking at this and saying, oh, my life is miserable. They're all having a great time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this is the problem. They think that everyone else is having a great time but themselves. So I think they need to get rid of that side and to realise that. Like, but, you know... It's like all teenagers, you know, they all want to be out there. They all want to be the thick of it.
It's a tough world. Like, it's a mad world as well, you know?
Yeah.
Do you find, I suppose, both of you being so prominent and active on social media, like, would you have negative experiences yourselves?
Oh, 100%. Like, it's definitely comes with, you know, if you're going to put yourself out there, it's definitely part of, you know, what you're signing up for. And it's awful, you know? It's like any job you're doing now, you know?
Yeah.
Do you know, if someone came in and talked, say, shite about you, you know, you'll take it on the chin. But it's these accounts that are just fake profiles. you know, and they go to town on you, and you do see it, even if it's a DM, and it does get you. Like, I try to protect mom and dad now, you know, during lockdown, and like that, 99% is positive.
Yeah.
But you're always going to get it, and you just become numb to it. It's awful to say, but it's just like, ah. But like that, in the beginning, it was tough. I remember coming over and it would stick with me. It's, you know, yeah, in the back of my head, and I'd be conscious of it. But like that, we've been doing it like over 10 years. And, you know, so it's kind of like comes with the job, yeah, you know.
But even like that, there was a stage there now where I said to Ty, look, listen.
I came over and I was like, I couldn't do it.
I could see why he was exhausted.
It was like, taking its toll.
And see, this is the thing with it. Like, you know, people in the early days, it's lovely when things happen, yeah, and things are good. Like, but we never set out to be doing this thing. And we were just having a crack, having a bit of fun. Then we started sharing it.
Yeah.
And people could identify with it. Like, and like, we've been true to ourselves. You know what I mean? As I said, though, be true to thyself and false to another. And like, what I love about that is we're being ourselves, we're having a crack. And then all of a sudden, like, people are looking for more and more and more. But there is no more. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
we're living our lives as well.
It's okay to say,
so it's mad.
Yeah. There is no more. Like, this is very important. Like, and like, he was exhausted. And, you know, there was different things happening. It was great. We're having a crack. But then he felt under pressure, like, and it was actually getting him down.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, get them down big time to such an extent.
I'd come over and I'd be like, I just couldn't do it anymore.
He couldn't focus, like, he couldn't think, like, and he couldn't go any place then at one stage.
I'd be afraid to go to the shop for a pint of milk.
Just,
you know?
Just get rid of the phone.
Yeah.
Put it away. Forget about it.
And I'd be kind of like very much chatty. I worked in retail, like the majority, and I'd chat away to people. But it was just some days, like, I was like, oh, I know now if I go in here, I'm going to be, you know, having to stop and chat, and, you know, I just wasn't feeling all right. And that's all right. Some days we just have down days. Or even going out, I found a lot of times with alcohol with people, it's almost like your mind, you know, people
that
feel like they own
ownership thing. Yeah, that,
it's weird. And it's almost like, come here now, and they'll plonk you in the middle of a hen party or a stag. And it's almost like, come on, do the roar. Yeah. Do you know, do the thing.
Do the roar.
Take action there. You know,
and that, it's okay. Look, like, it's,
and
like
it's fine. There, come here. Like
we say, the majority of people, look, it's only all good fun. And it's in the moment and that. Like, to us, like, we're not comedians or anything like that. Yeah. Like, we're just ourselves. Like, the one thing then, there's a fun side of it as well. Like, I had a guy I used to deal with, like, for years. This man was
inside the credit union now, imagine.
And I worked in the credit union, like, and this man was over 80 years of age, like, and a lot of him thought I was a bit serious, like. And he said, I always thought you were so serious. But he said, is there any chance you could give me one of those red shoes?
It was a passing comment.
Like, I never expected it, like, but it's from the very young to the very old, like,
that I see,
and, you know, And it's nice too when it happens, like, you know what I mean? But I remember in the early days, like, the time of the best.
So Jesus. People were lifting him up.
They
were
lifting me up, catching me, they fired me up in the air, like, I was petrified.
I was like, will you mind my dad?
Do you know what I mean?
Like, that's horrific and hilarious at the same time.
And just like that, there, like, the one thing I will say about all this, why I continued with doing it with him, like, is we were just really having the crack,
having,
you know,
the crack.
Having a bit of fun, like. And sometimes, like, when we're doing something, like, off the wall stuff, off the wall, I should say.
Off the ball and wall, the whole lot, two of them.
Stuff just happened, like, and the two of us just get such a kick and just a crack, like, in doing it, like.
The funniest is, remember, just trying to answer, we got asked to answer questions about Kerry. It's like, where's your favourite place? Geez. It took us about 4 hours to answer four questions.
We just couldn't stop.
It was just the giggles,
like,
you know?
Yeah.
And like,
I don't know if you ever showed
it. This is going back years now, you know, but I have a video of, like, us.
I was sick.
You could see his face trying to hold.
just couldn't get it out. And every time he was trying to...
If I got it right,
he'd get it wrong. If he got it wrong...
And I'd look at him for, like, reassurance, and he'd be like...
I've got nothing.
Nothing, you know.
And, you know, like...
But they're the best things, you know. You're looking back at those, and it's nice, like...
It's such enjoyment, like, doing that, like, you know. And, like I say, we have such a laugh ourselves. Like, even there, now I remember we did the dirty dancing outside.
Oh my God.
But they were supposed to catch me on the table.
No, but that's
supposed to. And I fell, yeah. And then you see after, I didn't know whether they did it missing or not. Like, but I got a bit sore in the shore.
A bit sore and a bit cranky.
When I was looking back in it, I really threw a diva fit, like, you know.
He ripped the heels out of my hand. No,
that's it. Like,
nobody puts Derry in a corner.
That's it. Like, he was gone, like, you know. And like, this is part of it. And then people find that hilarious, like, because I look back, that's what Jesus, you know. Yeah. But anyway.
That's when he went to 100.
these things happen, like, you know.
Put the phone away. I think that's the best advice.
The managing.
Manage
it.
Take everything. Take a break.
Take a break. Because I think, and I think whether you're young or old, we can all kind of take that, because I think social media has consumed so much of our lives, and that kind of comparison is the thief of joy thing is so, I mean, social media is it really exacerbates that.
It captures you. It's sad in the way you could get caught down a rabbit hole. I know people say on TikTok.
But I think like the good outweigh the bad side, because, and I think you're right, you can get emotional, like, you know, there's a lot of people out there like with depression and the kids with autism and that, like, and like the messages that we actually have got from
it just makes it so worth it.
Even when we were on holidays last week, this woman came up to me, like, and she was in floods of tears. And
are you okay?
Yeah, but she's like, she buried her daughter, and she said, like, the last laughter and joy that her daughter had, like, before she died, like, was her videos. She was always, you know, and you're here in front of this woman whose daughter's 26 years of age, and like she's throwing her hands around you, like, and she's thanking you, like, and she's here with a loss in her life, like. But I suppose if you can have that impact, like, with somebody, like, it's,
you can bring that joy to someone.
No, my brother's
never,
ready, you know,
it's never always, say sorry.
But you know, like, but
for feeling like empathy like
good,
that.
That you can, and the joy you can bring to people, like, that is, it's a wonderful thing, like, you know what I mean? Like,
and we never set out to do that, which was the madness. Like, you know, when you see the messages, and like that, there's so many people out there online that do kind of, you know, online content or whatever, and everyone does their own thing. But it was for us to, we were just keeping ourselves going, but people were relating to it.
Yeah.
And they were like, ah, do you know, he's like my dad, or, do you know, that's like our family. And then all of a sudden, then it was like, when you do see the messages and it's like, oh, do you know, people are abroad and they're living alone. And, do you know, COVID was a weird time because people were like isolated.
And people with terminal illness.
Like, yeah. And
you'd message them, like, people contact us to.
Even us replying to people took hours. Do you know? We tried to get their names right. Do you know this? And but it kind of made it in a way. It was like we were reaching out to people and we were singing happy birthday to them. And do you know, it was small things like that that we were trying to do and kind of talk back. But when you see those messages come in, that
and did you realize how lucky we are in our life? Like, there's so much pain out there and there's so much suffering out there. Like, and I suppose it makes you appreciate, like, where we are in our life ourselves. Like, and like I say, every family is the same. Yeah. We all have the uncle who could get up on the table at a wedding and you're petrified. You're ashamed of your life. Like, do you know what I mean? But all families are the same. Yeah. No one is any different. Like, and like, we'd be the first to put up our hands. We have them. Do you know what I mean? Like, and what about it? That's what life is all
absolutely.
About.
Absolutely. Variety is the spice of life.
That's it.
The world would be fierce boring if everyone was the same. Can I ask you, actually, because we are talking about social media, Ray, and how, like, I mean, that's going to be is that one that will be difficult for you to navigate? I don't even mean when she grows up. I mean, as a creator, and because you are so generous in sharing your family life as is, how are you going to manage things with Ray?
It's always nice to keep bits private, you know, and like that, I've shared, you know, I'm never going to plan content with her.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to, you know, it won't happen. But like that, she had her first smile there the last day. And I was like, I just shared it, you know, and it's natural stuff like that, you know, that happens that I'll share, you know, stuff like that. And maybe if she walks, I'm like, it's like her, I'll be a proud dad.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of way. But I would never, ever force or have her, you know, as in like, okay, no, we must do content with the baby. There's no way. There's no way I'd go down that route, you know. I'd leave my dad in the dark. No, but like that, it's, we've always done stuff naturally and, you know, off the cuff. And that's what, how I will share, you know, like even when we came out of the hospital, I just shared the photos. And it's, that's normal.
Yeah.
You know,
this is normal.
Everyone's going to ask you questions. Oh, she's going to do this. We're just going to go with the floor. There's no plan.
Just,
you know.
And just even saying that there now, like you're saying what you shared, her smile.
Yeah.
But even to me, like, when I saw that, like, and she's just coming up to 3 weeks old, like, and he was touching her nose and he was shaking her hand and he got a smile. But to me, the way I read into that, like, that was love and it was affection and he got a result and she's only 3 weeks old.
Oh.
But, you know, that's that's what I felt when I saw that. Like, I said, oh, isn't that beautiful?
Get your tissues again.
But this is it, like. But this is what life is all about, like. Yeah. I mean,
and it wasn't wind.
Having love.
People say it was not wind. No, I saw
people
it.
Say it was wind.
Not wind.
No, it wasn't wind.
No, but that's what I mean. Like, and isn't that, he's reaching out, he's touching, he's feeling, and they feel it.
Yeah.
And you're getting the reward of that smile, like. Uh-huh. You know, is it, like... It's priceless, like anything like that.
It's the whole thing. Do you like? I know you were talking about there. The best videos kind of come of spontaneity. But do you? I suppose because it's your job now. How do you? Like, do you have to?
It's weird to say that.
Create, but it is like you've turned what was a hobby into a career now, into your job. Is there much planning goes into what you do on the times when spontaneity doesn't hit?
I love coming up with sketches,
yeah.
You know, and like say if me and if like a brand got onto us,
yeah.
You know, like with Aldi now, they're like, we want to, what was it? We did the spa day. We want to like promote Mother's Day,
yeah.
You know, and they were just like, we leave it up to you. So in those kind of videos, I love coming up with the idea, sketching it out, having mom and dad and mom. I don't let them know until the day. And it takes out.
That's a fact. He just arrives in.
I'm like, I can see it in my head.
And that just is where I lose it. Like, I always say, like, you're coming in and you're saying you need this because it needs to be posted tomorrow.
Yeah.
I said, you have it all wrong. I'd say, like,
the planning,
you need your time frame. But I suppose if you have less time to think about it, I suppose it just happens like then, like.
See, I have it in my, I can see in my head an idea.
Yeah.
A kind of whatever. If, when it comes to that type of stuff, you know, if a brand got on, they want a video, Mother's Day, get it out there. We would come up with our own. Well, I would. And dad would be like, have you that finished yet? So it would take a few hours. Then I'd go back and I would edit it together. And I can like see it. It's so bad. I'm so bad at explaining things, but I can see it in my head. So I can see scene by scene.
Yeah.
So I don't let them know anything. So I'm like, okay, mom, sit there, get on the table, hold the two cucumbers there, do you know?
Yeah.
And I was just like, okay, do you know? And I would get her to hold the phone in a certain way or dad to hold the phone in a certain way. But like, that's different then when it comes to just random stuff at home, which like we would throw the phone up on the back here where we are in the kitchen, hit record and off you go. Do you know, whether to be a dance or if we're outside doing something or... Do you know, even if dad was cleaning the roof, I'd go out with the phone. Like, it's so easy. Do you know?
He might fall. He might fall. And sure, it's all content.
He fell and he was at his rotary cuff. Sure, he was above on the roof and with Crocs on. But like that, there was content there everywhere.
Well, but like, half joking.
So I have an idea, right, of how to like put videos together. Like, I always had a passion when I was younger. Do you know, even when I moved out here first, do you know, to do stuff myself. And then like dad got involved and then I was just sharing family life, which was a different kind of route altogether. So I suppose, there's so many different avenues to go down, as in like you have your stuff at home, you kind of have your ideas yourself, creative concepts. And like that, I love coming up with ideas, even for, I used to do it for businesses, you know. So ideas, video ideas, even there for my uncle who was running for politics. He's in a wheelchair. So he goes, I need to come up with a video. So I said, why don't you just get the Trulli Warriors inside, you know, the basketball team, and get one of the lads to be in the wheelchair. Mm. So I was like, Terry was rolled up to this basketball court and then they kind of swapped to him picking up the basketball and then running up to the thing and dunking it down.
Yeah.
Getting over in the chair. Like,
so people were like, geez, Terry's been in a wheelchair for over 20 years, do you know? And he does that, do you know? So it was kind of going that route of like not your norm everyday videos for other people, do you know? So I love coming up with ideas that way. So that could be a route.
Well, we see like maybe a TV show or something, maybe somewhere down the road.
I don't know. We got offered so many times to do stuff like that. But I think it would take away from what we do. Do you know, if you brought a camera crew, it's just not the same. We have gotten experiences together to go places, haven't
Speak
we?
Speak for yourself.
Living with Derry. But do you know what I mean? And it's like, we're so grateful for opportunities like that as well, do you know, when these things come up. But like that, a travel show now, me and my dad, we could go around the place. It was, what was it, 100 Ways to Kill Your Father.
You've tried a fair few of them.
A couple of times, he's surviving. But like that, we don't know, we take things as it comes as well, you know.
You mentioned there, Derry, like that whole idea that you tend to go from 0 to 10 just like that, you know, in terms of, do you not kill each other? Like, I mean, the idea of working with your family.
When we're doing the videos?
All the 100%. Time, generally. Like, do you not? Like,
oh my God. It wouldn't be.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. He's covering his arse now.
Row.
But doing videos, like, it would get to a point where.
I get to a point, that's it.
Yeah.
I'm not doing no more, like, you know.
He'd give me a time frame. You've an hour now. Shut the balloon, remember?
But this is
You've 10 minutes now to get me into this balloon.
This is it. Like I said, there's no planning. Like, he's all this in his head, like, he forgets to. I have other stuff to do, like, you know what I mean? Like for instance, you know, today the shop should be open, like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, Dad, the morning, that's it, like, everything stops, like, for time.
But aren't you glad? Aren't you glad, though? I mean, Derry, wouldn't you rather be here chatting to us?
But, you know, like, it's great. I mean, it's, like I said, we have such fun doing it, like, but he tries my patience. Like, he's on the borderline sometimes. Like,
and that's when the phone comes out. Like, go on.
I don't know myself, like, since little Ray came on the scene, because
he's too tired. <I'm wrecked.
laughs> I need my sleep.
I mean, how did you convince your mum and dad to actually supposed to get involved in those videos? Because I'm thinking there's probably not you're very obliging, really, that you do get involved and get into balloons. And
did I say it was voluntary?
That has to happen.
He just comes in, we'll just do this. Just, you know, he has a very creative mind. Like, even like he was saying there, like, I haven't a clue sometimes what he's at, and he might put on something, whatever. And I just get into the messing more then with him. Like, and then we start messing in such a way, like, I mean, the things happen, like, and he might have a different idea, and from the two of us interacting, like, and then all hell can break loose, and sometimes just when all hell breaks loose, things happen.
They're better
happen.
Than anything, but that's the spontaneous thing. It's kind of go with the flow.
Actually. Yeah, yeah.
Like, they don't take much convincing at all.
No, so we love it.
During COVID as well, it was kind of a thing where what we do today
to
keep ourselves going. So, like, we were sick of listening to the radio or the TV, and it was a great exercise. We were sweating buckets.
I remember that. I still don't know that. The blinding lights. Yeah. It took forever. Like,
every time the song comes on, he runs away.
The first thing, every time I hear it, I go, just go.
I think we should end with this. Like, maybe we should launch with the music on and we can see what can you remember.
Yeah.
But and even there now, we did with the school.
Oh yeah, the Jerusalem, like, we just went down, there's a primary school down below and we went down
and
did
the whole school.
It's all coming back now.
Yeah. And you know, that was absolutely, of course I cry every time I see that. I just see the little kids, like, and you know, and this is it, like, it's a time, and it was a very hard time, COVID, like,
it was very hard.
And I think, like, it, all these little things, like, it was just a bit of a lift, like, you know what I mean? And it was a joy. And I still have these kids who have gone on to secondary school now.
Yeah.
And they come up to us and they say, I was in the video. Do you know? And it's lovely, like, and they're full of life and there's a big smile. And it has, do you know? And this is what it's about, putting a smile on someone's face. Like,
and we didn't know, like, we like had no idea what we were doing at home with even, like, seeing people do that young offenders dance. Do you know that we? Do you know the jumps there?
Yeah,
and like, so I'd put it up myself and Dad doing it, and then we would get people's recreations.
Yeah,
and it was the same for any kind of dance we did. It was like a ripple effect. So they'd be like, "Oh, we've done it." So they'd send it on to me, and I'd reshare. You know, and then you'd get people from all over the world, America, Dubai, Australia.
All sharing.
They're like a load of Irish people, and they're like, "Oh, we're doing
we do
it here
too."
It became a lovely little kind of thing. It was like,
and a lot of people actually from hospitals all over the world, really, like, started sending us. And
they were sending like even nursing homes. So they'd be like, oh, we're doing it today now as well. So it was lovely to see, you know, it was nice to be like,
I have some quick fire questions for you lads, right? So immediate.
Fire away.
It'll take 4 hours.
Fire away. Derry, if you had one word to describe Tadhg, what would it be?
One word, a blessing.
Ooh.
Oh, and now you've got to answer the same question.
Small. Tiny. No, I'd say...
You said it. You are one word.
Cute.
I remember that.
I would say loving. I'd say loving.
Loving.
Yeah, he's a very loving person, so yeah.
What's your favourite... Now, you'll be very familiar with this at this stage in life. What's your favourite Mamiya product from Aldi?
Nappies, 100%. Nappies. When that little line goes to blue, that's a lifesaver. That is... I didn't know that was technology in nappies.
Oh, there you go.
Do you know that?
First advance.
When that line goes blue, that means there's either a pee or a poo inside it. Did that happen? Was that when nappies when I was... Was I wearing nappies? You're right. Welcome, come back to the room. He's after zoning out, yeah.
That's why I got along.
But yeah, definitely the nappies. Do you know? Yeah, I think so. Do you know? And like that, after the first week, I was... It was like pit stop.
I'm waiting for your time to come in then. You're changing it, set that
We'll
stop
have to do that in our next video, the two of us.
Go up against each other. Your personal bests.
Yeah.
But as soon as Derry works out what the blue line is.
So the line changes if there's a pee or a poo. So you can, rather than taking off the nappy.
Yeah.
So, do you get me? Yeah. I should have known that, I suppose, in the beginning. I didn't.
So what is your favourite song and why?
Well, at the moment for me, Mary Wallopers, any song from the Mary Wallopers.
Okay.
The Frost Is Over is a good toe tapper. I've used it in a few videos now. So I think that one. But like you have your Sweet Caroline, your Songs for the Car, what's Land of a Thousand Dances, Wilson Pickett. Do you know that one? No?
How many songs?
I don't know. It's a good car song anyway.
You're really struggling with this one song.
I know. I'm like, top watching. No, 58. There's 12 of them.
I can't give you one, but I'll give you loads.
Go on.
Derry, what about you?
Rhinestone Cowboy.
Okay. See that? Now, that was very decisive.
He thought about that one, didn't he? He has his cowboy boots, but you should throw them on.
That is a great song. What is the best parenting advice that you've ever received, Tadhg?
Not to take any advice. Is that because I remember I actually put up a story, you know, asking people, and the majority was like, don't listen to anyone because every child is different, and the way you handle it is going to be different. So you just come accustomed to it.
Derry, what about you? What was the best parenting advice you got?
Get stuck in, figure it out,
work it out.
And you know, there was two things we always said we would never do. That was give them a suitor, or rock them.
I've done both already in 3 weeks.
Yeah. And we. With the three of them, we never gave them suitors or rocked them. Now we cuddled them and hugged them and stuff. But once we knew that they were fine, they were fed, they were cleaned. And the reason for not the rocking, a friend of ours, they had a baby. We were married 4 years before this fella was born. Yeah. And every time they visit, the minute they stopped, the child starts crying and It was. We said we'd never do that, and we never did with any.
So it was your experience from your man rocking.
Yeah.
What about comfort food? What's your favorite comfort food?
Oh, chips in an air fryer with cheese in them.
What about you, Derry?
I don't know.
It is neat.
I don't know. What comfort food for me?
Cups of tea, sure.
Tea anytime is the one thing I love. I drink tea around the clock.
Oh, me too. It's like, it is a comfort. It's a literal comfort thing, isn't it?
Actually, a cup of tea.
Yeah.
When we go somewhere, he'd make a cup of tea.
Yeah.
We'd be late, he'd be making a cup of tea.
Yeah.
But I just love a cup of tea. Yeah. That's my comfort.
It's like a little hot water bottle for him, I think.
Simple old cup of tea.
Okay, straight.
Cups everywhere. There's so many cups, yeah.
Cups Fleming.
Cuppy.
What is your strangest middle aisle purchase?
I bought the ball pit. For Ray in the middle aisle. Yeah, but the dogs now have taken it over. Dad has been in it as well a couple of times. But yeah, it's over.
Ray rooms for the dogs. And
she hasn't got into it yet. But yeah, the ball pit is amazing. So, you know, I saw it and I was like, I have to. Came in a big box and I was like, oh yeah.
Sure, you can't leave a big box.
And it's for
behind.
The dogs. Do you know, the dogs are a massive part of our lives. Yeah. So they love it as well. Right. So yeah, definitely ball pit.
What about you, Derry? Strangest middle aisle purchase?
little dog's couch is here in the kitchen.
The couch.
We had a, yeah, it's a little couch. Somewhere.
He absolutely loves it.
That's actually a clever purchase too, isn't it? Get them off
it's
your
nice
own.
It's nice and kind of cozy. It's right in the corner. He loves it.
And he has never, he didn't even chew one little bit of it.
Yeah.
It's like he appreciates it too.
Yeah.
So it was a good
dash hounds are desperate for chewing on things and we thought there'd be fluff everywhere, but no, it's...
No, it's actually perfect.
Yeah, a little
that's
couch.
That's what I need then, a dog's couch to get my own dog off the couch. That's where we're all going wrong. We don't have dog's couches.
Thank you so much to Tadhg and Jerry for speaking to us today. It has been a real pleasure to get to know one of the best known families in the country. We would love to keep reaching new listeners. So if you've enjoyed this episode, please do tell a friend or give us a share online. You can also find all previous episodes wherever you get your podcasts. We've had the pleasure of hosting a wide range of guests, including Una Healy, Barry Keown, Keith Earls, Jennifer Zamparelli, Louise Cooney, and even Dustin the Turkey. So there's hours and hours of entertaining and insightful chats available. And if you'd like to get in touch, please drop us an email to mamiaandme@gmail.com.